Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Nagin is here. Bob is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an old-school retailer who became a new-school retailer, and he learned how to do it, how to make the transition, how to operate in both worlds, and he's become a teacher. And we've been the beneficiary of his education, his educating us over the last several years. He and his highly intelligent wife, Susan Nagin, she only lapsed one time when she married him. But I think we got to get Bob back. We lost him there for a second. So Bob Nagin, folks, and Susan wrote a book called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. And as I said earlier, Bob learned how to do retail when it was old school, before the internet, pre-internet. And over the years, you know, he and I started talking about this 16 years ago when he first joined us. And 16 years ago, most people still had dial-up, right, Bob? And you guys have been doing retail. You made the transition from old school to new school. And now you've been teaching us how to do that all these years, and now you're having to help us go from new school retail to new coronavirus assault on our retail.
Welcome back. Exactly right. So thank you for having me, Jim, and I apologize for the technical glitch. I know what happened,
No worries.
Okay, good. Well, so Jim, after that little mishap, I'm honored to be back. You know, I always love to get up in the morning and talk to you.
So what? One of the things that I think we can look at here in terms of the coronavirus, just like almost everything else, when something evil comes our way, whether it be a recession, an attack, or a disease, it hurts the least of us, and in the marketplace, the least of us is our Main Street. The very, very least of us in the economy are Main Street retailers, the small, the honest to God. You know, people use the term mom and pop sometimes just to refer to the macro small business sector. But you know,
yep.
Millions of small businesses aren't mom and pops. They may be run by mom and pop, but they're pretty good sized organizations. But a true mom and pop out on Main Street where the bell rings over the door, it's hurt those people the worst, hasn't it?
So yes and no. So here's what I'm seeing, Jim, is that, you know, this pandemic has been really hard on a lot of people. But I know in our community of retailers that there are lots of people who are absolutely thriving. And it's because they're changing. And so yes, as you said, on a macro level, it's tough. But just like everything, you know, during the Great Depression, more millionaires were made. I don't know exactly what the statistic is. But the point is yes, it is difficult. But in every really difficult situation like this, there's real opportunities. And I think that when this is all over, that independent local retailers will be in better shape for the future, better position for the future than ever before.
I agree with you. The only thing that upsets me, Bob, and this is, I know you bleed for this too, is you've got lots of small businesses, not just retailers, who in any other situation would have had time to see what was coming at them and make the shift and survive. You and I both know people who, through no fault of their own, the coronavirus was visited on them, and maybe they're just a little slower than other people. Maybe they hadn't gotten the cap. They hadn't capitalized their business well enough. There's nothing wrong with them. But this thing hit them overnight, I mean, in your lifetime, Bob, when is someone closed their door up one night and went home expecting to open the next day, and then they wake up and the governor says you can't go, your customers can't come back in? That's never happened before. And so those are the people that I'm worried about. But regardless, we have a situation here, and if you can't shift, if you can't make the shift, and accept the acceleration of the change, mostly, I think what you're saying is that what people are dealing with right now was going to come at them over the next 5 years anyway. It just got put into 1 year.
Right. Well, you know, so one of my favorite big business thinkers, right up there with you, Jim, is Dan Sullivan. And he said that people have grown, well, this was back in May when he said this, but he says people have grown 5 years in the last three
That's
months.
Right.
And I don't
That's
know
right.
about 5 years, but I mean, like for mom and pop retailers, all of a sudden, you're right. You know, when Susan and I started this business 20 years ago, most people didn't have email addresses.
That's right.
And then before the pandemic, most people didn't have e-commerce websites. Now, everybody's doing e-commerce websites. They're doing social selling live. They're doing clienteling. So it has definitely accelerated things.
Well, that's exactly right. And so when you think of the, of course, the other thing that you have to deal with is we still don't know what the resolution is going to be, right? I mean, there's another outbreak right now. There's increased incidence of people being testing positive and being in the hospital. And I don't know what the death rate is right now, but my point is we thought 6 months ago that we'd be on the other side of this right now. I've been using the word post-pandemic for 6 months. When's that going to happen?
Yeah, and you know, for every business, you know, I don't care what business, you know, there are some businesses that fourth quarter isn't their biggest quarter, but for lots and lots of businesses,
especially
retailers, fourth quarter's it, right? And then to all of a sudden, you know, be faced with shutdowns, or
yep.
It's not even the government. So, you know, Jim, I'll tell you, I'm not, I will shop at my local independent store, retail stores, but this is not the season of, Susan, let's go shopping.
Yeah, well, look at the Thanksgiving holiday. Look at people, you know, we just did a poll, and 70% of our people are going to stay home. We've never had that poll before.
Yeah.
Hold on, and when they stay home... Well, we'll talk about some more about this after the break, including fourth quarter expectations with our good friend Bob Nagin. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.